Okay, so now we're doing the rest of the Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar says that Mishachar Beis HaMikdash Atzeres is Kishabbos. Meaning what? Okay, so Rashi explains that what's the significance of the Chorban with regard to Atzeres? That Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayam. So you had 7 days of Tashlumen. The whole week of Shavuos had Tashlumen for the Chagiga, right?
And that was relevant whether or not you exercised it?
That was relevant whether or not you exercised it, strangely enough. So it was considered like 7 days. 7 days of Shavuos. So what's Rabbi Elazar saying? In the time of the Mikdash, so Shavuos was like any other regal. But now that there's no more Tashlumen, now it's only one day. So therefore it's like Shabbos, Rashi.
The deal of Shabbos, the Ola, the Ein HaMasekes.
It's Ola, the Ein HaMasekes. The Ola, the Ein HaMasekes. So what, you know Igdvarim Shabbatzina? Maybe that's machlokas. I mean, we don't have these cases lahalacha, because we hold that even shor achas, we never have a case with it. It all starts beforehand, and takes a break over a regal and continues after the regal. But it would seem that it's the same machlokas whether the old Rambam Shabbat Sinai is knowing or not. I mean, the Rambam would seem, the Rambam would still say it's not noyed. So you see a strange thing already. That what? That you can have the regel, you can have the shiva extend, even though you're taking a complete break. Right? I mean, you see from Rabbi Eliezer over here that if you're going to learn like the Shitas that hold that there's no avails at all on the Yontif, even Dvarim Shabbatzina, so you see that you don't need Dvarim Shabbatzina to be noeg during Shabbos, for instance, in order to allow it to be Ol Laminyan.
Shabbos that you ain't
noeg. Yeah, and Chaim is right. There's a machlokas in the Gemara. There's a Shita in the Gemara that says you don't do any avails on Shabbos either. So
it's still Ola.
It's still Ola. That's what did I mention it to you? That the reading of the Mishnah is no simple way to read the Mishnah, because there's a machlokas later on in the Gemara, whether Shabbos, whether there are Dvarim Shabbatzina, whether any avails is noeg on Shabbos. Did I mention that this year? No?
No.
Oh. Yeah. That's why we're having difficulty reading the Mishnah, because you can't really read the Mishnah straight. The Gemara goes through it in Chaf Gimel and Beis. That the machlokas, if a veilus is knowing on Shabbos or not. So each side is going to have a problem with part of the Mishnah. Either with the Ola part or the Ein HaMasekes part. And they have to say, each side says it's only because of the Seifa. One part of it is unnecessary. If you hold the Dvarim Shabbos, if you hold full of veilus is knowing on Shabbos, you don't need to say that it's not Masekes. If you hold that it's that there's no veilus on Shabbos, why does it say Ola? But anyway, so the Mishnah is is definitely written with an eye to the Sefer. But aside for that, you have to realize over here that you don't need the Dvarim Shabbatzina for the Yom to be Ola. I'm just saying you gotta. I'm just saying you got to expand your possibilities. You know, you got to recognize that you shouldn't link two things together in your thinking, and it's because it's going to limit your ability to understand over here. As you shouldn't. I'm just saying you shouldn't think that Dvarim Shabbatzina is necessary for the day to be Ola. That's a separate question. If the Bamashev Bitsin is knowing on the regal. Let's get the facts straight. Okay. So let's get the facts. In other words, so that's Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds that what? Mishachor beis hamikdash, now it's Eretz is only one day. So now it's Eretz is like Shabbos. So it sounds like his Iker, the Iker according to him, seems to be the duration. Right? That the Shiva can make it through one day. One non-Shiva day. But not a week. Okay. Go ahead. So what would Rabbi Eliezer hold about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim? He would also hold they like Shabbos, right? So another Rabbi Eliezer holds any one day Yontif is not Mafsik. Right? Now Rabbi Gamliel holds what? Every Yom Tov is Mafsik. Even Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. He doesn't mention Atzeres, but he's Zvadei Atzeres. Right? Okay, the Chachamim say that what? They say not like Rabbi Eliezer and not like Rabbi Gamliel. But rather, Atzeres Bizmanazeh is Masik. So that's like who? That's like Rabbi Gamliel, right? That's like Rabbi Gamliel. But Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim are not Masik. And that's like Rabbi Eliezer. So you have three positions. Let's go once again. You have... What?
How do we know what he holds the Rosh Hashanah?
Because it would seem his svar is that it's the problem is that it's a one-day thing. Not a seven-day thing. We'll see. The Muki Yosef explains it. I'm going with the... right, that's the way the Muki Yosef learned. I'm doing the pshat according to the Muki Yosef. I don't think anyone argues though. That what? That according to Rabbi Eliezer, only Bizmanazer, only Sukkos and Pesach are Mafsik. Right? Everything else is Ola. Right? Bizmanazer. And Rabbi Gamliel holds every Yom Tov is Mafsik. Right? Even Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. And the Chachamim say that what? Atzeres is mafsik, but Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim or not? Yeah. Okay. But what is the machlokas? I mean, it's difficult to understand this machlokas. What are the svaras over here? So let's take a look at the Muki Yosef. The Muki Yosef and the Ramban both go into this question at length. Let's take the Muki Yosef. Yeah. So the Muki Yosef says that what? That since there's no more, since you're not marker of the carbon anymore, and there's no Tashlumin Shiva for the carbon, the 6 days after Atzeres don't have Toras Regel. They don't have Toras Regel. When you have the carbon, they have Toras Regel. It's an interesting thing. They have Toras Regel. And that would prevent Mafsik Yeshiva. But nowadays it doesn't have Torah Shagam. What's Torah Shagam? It's an interesting idea. I saw the Karen Ora asked the question. She says there's no why you wouldn't be able to know Gavelos on those days. But anyway, we'll have to think about that. But anyway, now it's only one day. So therefore what? It's Kishabbos. Go ahead. Okay, so now he's going into the Svara. He's saying that what? That Rabbi Eliezer holds like this. That why are the Regolim Mafsikin? Why? Why are the Regolim Mafsikin? They really should have been Olos... just like Shabbos. They should have been Olos just like Shabbos. Right? Well, the Muki Yosef had amnesia over here.
Yeah.
Right? Because just a few lines above, he says, Mipnei She'omru, Vim Tomar. Ma tam lo amru chachamim makover meso kodem Shabbos butlam min gzera shiva mivnei shamru Shabbos ola klomer ola minyan shiva ola minyan shloshim. Why is Shabbos ola leminyan mishum de lo ksiv be simcha ela oneg? Right? Yeah. No, it's over there. The what's difficult is, how does this relate to the Tanakhama? I mean, in the beginning of the Mishnah, you have a klal, right? That the regel is mafsik and Shabbos is not. Regel is mafsik and Shabbos is not. And the Muki Yosef says, what's the reason over there? He gives a reason over there. He doesn't say wait for the. He doesn't say this will be explained according to three different positions in a few minutes. It's strange. So it gives a reason. It seems like a universal type of an idea. That what? That there's an essential difference between Shabbos and Regel. Shabbos, Regel is Simcha, right? Regel is Simcha. And what? And Shabbos is Onig. And therefore, it would seem, he's saying Simcha is antithetical to Avelis, but Oneg is not. Right? Like the Rav's has the Yartzei Shira on this. That the Avelis is Belev. And Simcha is Belev. So you can't have the two coexist. But now when he comes to Rabbi Eliezer, he says, no, there's really no difference between Shabbos and Regel. No difference at all. There's no difference at all. It should have been Ola just the same. So why is... it should have been Ola like Shabbos. So why is it not? I just don't understand what he means. He says, because if you would have said, really, Regel, when the Chacham of Figuring says it, really, the Regel and the Shabbos is no difference between Regel and Shabbos. Okay, so why is Shabbos Ola Minyan and Regel is Mafsik? Why? Because if the Regel was Ola Laminyan Shiva, Harei Hefsiku Hakol. Why? You would have the shame of an Avel. That was a Manavshach. If a Regel can be Ola Laminyan, so then it's not Mafsik. You know, as you count it, you're counting out Avelis through the Regel. Kovar Meso, 3 days before the Regel. Okay, so the first day he has a din of an Avel, second day, third day, fourth day he has a din of an Avel, and then he'll start a Shloshim. In other words, Ola means that to say Ola would seem to imply that there is some din of Avelis Beregel. Right? Because it's Ola Laminyan. It's counting for something. But then he's saying, if you would do that, it would just be Mafsik. Why? Because it's 7 days. Yeah, but if it's Ola, that means there's some reality to it during the Regel. So let that reality exist. He's not saying it's automatically Mafsik. He's saying they figure there's no point in doing this because effectively it's like it's Mafsik. But why is it like it's Mafsik? Either it's Ola and it has some reality or it's not. If it's Ola, let it count. If it's not, then it can't be Ola. Right? It's a difficult idea. So he says that what? That's what they concluded. They said, really, it could be Ola. But if we let it be Ola, since there's 7 days, some reason that means it's effectively, they're effectively Hefsiku. V'chein la'tzeres b'zman, v'chein la'tzeres b'zman sh'b'ez mikdash ha'yi kayim. Right, so you tashlum and call shiva. The cave on shalo hoyu yecholam lomar olin. Now he says you can't say olin, right? Amru mafzigin. The also din shloshim kedin shiva. Yeah, okay, that's a separate problem, because shloshim really is completely can be completely no shloshim on the regal. Avo mishachar beza mikdash ain latzeres tashlum kol shiva ve'ena ola elul yom echad harei he kishabis de ola ve'ena mafsekes v'hu adin l'rashon of Yom Kippur. That's why I'm going with the Mukhi Yisrael. He says, but nowadays you don't have the problem of the shiva yomim. So now you'll say it's like Shabbos. Yeah. So what does he mean over there? What's the idea? What's he saying?
I think it's compromising, you just don't have the day.
One second. And why couldn't they also say to finish up after Yontif? Right?
Yeah,
push it off. Say it sometimes.
Right.
So why couldn't they say, okay, have your 3 days, and then be mashal 4 days afterwards? Because this sheet that doesn't argue with the Tanakhama, right? That's just confusing here also. Rabbi Eliezer doesn't say that Rabbi Eliezer is arguing necessarily with Tanakhama this doesn't seem like it's totally on the question of whether you need 3 days before the regular or even Shahachas. I think the Ramban even says it openly, right? That they agree that it's not for 3 days. So, I mean, how can you say it should be Ola like Shabbos? I mean, how can you compare it to Shabbos? Shabbos is a reason why it could be Ola. Regular is a reason why it shouldn't be Ola. How do you answer that question? You have to answer that question. Yeah. Good. Now, the question is on a certain premise, that there has to be a continuity, right? The question is a certain premise to the question, that how could you say Yom Tov is Ola just like Shabbos? If Yom Tov is a din of Simcha and Shabbos doesn't, right? It's only a question if you say you have to be continuously in a state of Avelis, right? And the Yom Tov, which is a day of Simcha, would be Mafsik. It would only be Mafsik, though, if you hold it like a continuous activity, right? But Chaim is saying, no, maybe, who says it's a continuous activity? Maybe there's a shame of the Avel, there's a shame of an Avel for 7 days, right? And that's a reality. Now, if there's a particular day you can't act like an Avel, okay, that day you can't act like an Avel. But why should that be Mafsik the whole, why does that have to do with the next day? You still set up, it still is Koveya, a certain entity of Zman, within which you have to behave a certain way. Okay, if there's a reason why you can't behave this way today, so the Zman doesn't end, the Zman was still Kavua. Right? So that's like Shabbos saying, he's saying it has nothing to do with being Noheg on the day. That's not the issue over here, according to Rabbi Eliezer. The issue over here is, will it ever express itself after the day? So that's what he means.
Simcha only contradicts the immediate.
Simcha will contradict your niyug for that day. But why does that mean that the unit of Zman that was Kavua from the beginning is over? There's nothing intrinsically that demands that. He says, but the only thing is, Lemaisa, so that's what he means by Ola. Ola means that the Zman that's Kavua, it doesn't mean you have to have 7 days of being Noheg Avelis. So that was the problem that we were working with. That was the premise that the question is based on. That if seven, if Ola, if Shiva means you Noheg Avelis 7 days, so then I can see why you'll say Shabbos is Ola. Because I'm sort of Noheg on Shabbos. Even though in truth, that's still difficult, because, like I said, the sheet told you could be Noeg Dvarim Shabbosin on Reyo, and it's still not Ola. But at least you could say that that's the idea, that you are Noeg, and you're Noeg in a modified way on Shabbos, but you're Noeg. But if that's the case, then on Rego, where it's a Yom Simcha, and you can't really be in Avelis at all, right? If you can't really be in Avelis at all, then how can you say you're being Noah? How can you say you're in Avel for 7 days? How can you say that you had a Kiyam Avelis for 7 days? One of those days you didn't have a Kiyam of Avelis, right? That's how you answer the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. But I don't mean to keep going into the Dvarim Shabbosin question. But forget about the Dvarim Shabbosin question. Yeah. Forget about the Dvarim Shabbosin. The basic thing is that it's a day of, Yom Tov is a day of Simcha, and there's no Avelis when there's Simcha, and Shabbos is not a Simcha. There is still Avelis. So if that's how you understanding that Shabbos is Ola because you are an Avel, you are still having a Kiyum of Avelus, then how can you say that Regel should be Ola? Doesn't make sense. But that's, I'm saying, only if you're going to learn you need 7 days of being an Avel, of 7 days that have a Kiyum of Avelus. But if you'll learn, and we're going to have to modify it slightly. But if you learn that Shiva is Koveya Azman, right, it's Koveya Azman, that's Azman of Avelus, so then the Zman is not broken just because you can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah on one day. Okay, now on Yom Tov, no, it's regular Koveya a certain Zman, but now you have another Mitzvah to do. So that Mitzvah is Docha, your Mitzvah of today. But the Zman of the Yom still exists. So it's Oled just Leminyan. Meaning the Zman, the Minyan Ayomim, that the Zman is Koveya, you still count. But you don't have to be Noeg Avelus every day of that Minyan Ayomim in order for the day to count. But now it makes sense what he's saying. Saying, but if you would apply this idea to a regal of 7 days, then practically speaking, what would happen? Practically speaking, there would never be an expression of that Zman. The Zman, once the regal comes, then the Zman that's Kavua of 7 days never is expressed again. So what's the point of keeping the count up? You know what I'm saying? That's what he means. Saying on Shabbos in a one-day regal, so there's a kiyum to the count, to keeping the count going, because there'll be yomim after the regel that you can be noeg. You understand? But if it's a 7-day regel, so then every day of the regel, the mitzvah of the regel is docha avelus, and to keep the count going, it's never gonna have a kiyum of that count. So that's what he's saying. Practically speaking, it's Hifsiku. Practically speaking, it's Hifsiku, because there's never an expression to the thing again.
Conceptually, it's no different than a 1 day.
Right? It would just be a 4-day Zman that's Kavua for Avelus, during which every day something else is Docha. So Chazal said there's no reason to keep an entity of Zman like that. Let's just say the whole thing is over. And now you count Shloshim from now you start your Shloshim. Now the only thing is though, it's a little bit confusing because what about if it was Kovar Meso 2 days before the regal?
Yeah.
Right? What if he was Kovar Meso 2 days before the regal? So what's the difference? He's Kovar Meso 2 days before the regal. That's another proof that you can't say you need 7 consecutive days. I mean, you can't say that. So according to the way we're learning with the 3 and the 4, it would seem like this. It would seem, I think I'm trying to answer your question from before, Rafi. Okay. It would seem that we're learning like this, that there's the Kiyum of Avelus, which is the Yemei Bechi, right? And then the Chachamim said that there's a shear of Zman after that within which you shouldn't remove yourself. Okay? Within which you should be mitztaref to the original event. Okay? So that's why they would never push that. You can't push those 4 days after the regal. It wouldn't make any sense to say, do that only exists, that shear of Zman is a tziruf to the original event.
That's what its identity is.
That's its identity. So they have no choice. It's not like two days before the regel, they could say that's the event itself. The event is 3 days of a Maisa Bechi. So you have to finish it on the after the regel. But the yomim after the 3 only exist as a tziruf to the original 3. Right? So you can't say be mashlam. You can't say take a 7-day break and then have 4 days related to the original days. It's not possible. It's not possible. Because that's their very identity. That they're within four of the original event. You can't push that off. That's not something that can be pushed off. They are just yomim. That's why it makes sense to have these yomim that could exist. They would exist as a zman of tziruf to the original thing. Now maybe you'll say, okay, one of these days I can't express the tziruf to the original thing. But that doesn't mean that the zman of tziruf to the original thing doesn't exist.
I don't
know the zman to the bechi, to the 3 days of bechi, to the kiyum of
ilus.
That's right.
Doing things.
So that's why it doesn't mean that you have to do things for 4 days. That's not the ikkar of those 4 days, to do things for 4 days. It's that there's a tziruf to the original, is that when you're in the proximity of the days of Bechi, it's not proper to, you should still remain. Like the example I gave with davening, right? If a person, they say, when you finish davening, you shouldn't run out, right? You should wait. You should sit and wait before you finish davening. Now let's say somebody finishes davening and immediately gets involved in something else and forgets to quote unquote wait. Right? Would it make sense now to do a maisa of waiting after that interruption?
No.
No, because it's not mitzuruf to the original davening anymore. The whole idea of the waiting is because it's mitzuruf to the davening. Right? But if you broke it up with something else, you can't say, oh, now I'm going to wait. Now I'm going to wait right after my davening. Right? So it's a certain reality that sets itself up because of a certain reality of proximity. You can't manipulate the reality of proximity. Oh, because you're still within the proximity of the original thing.
In my analogy,
it doesn't work out exactly because there's no set zman, that there's nothing that sets it up as
like
this amount of time wait after davening.
It's like arbitrary that one day is close enough proximity and 3 days.
No, because the yomim of the three, chazal were koveya, an entity of 4 days afterwards of the mitzuref to the original three. Now whether you can, now those 4 days have the quality of remaining in contact with the effects of the original three. Okay. Now whether on a particular day you can express it or not doesn't break up the fact that there's a 4 day tziruf to the original event, to the original three. Just because you can't do the maisa doesn't mean that the four days are not mitzurah to the yamei bechi. It's like days that are. What I meant to maybe ineptly convey in the example is that you can't make the tziruf later. You can't. There's a certain amount of time where it's roi to be mitzarif to an event. And after that amount of time, you can't. So if the Chazal say 4 days, you can be mistaken to the original thing. On the fifth day, you can't say, now I'm going to do it.
No, I understand.
Okay, but what is Rebbe Gamliel Svar? What's Rebbe Gamliel Svar? So Rebbe Gamliel says, even Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are mevatel. The regel. Right? Even Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are mevatel. The kol shekein atzeres. So let's take a look at Ramban. The Muki Yosef doesn't really give an explanation to Rebbe Gamliel, right? Well, so what does the Ramban say? Let's read the Ramban. You had a hard time reading the Ramban.
Yeah.
Well, where should we start? Rebbe Gamliel, go ahead. Okay. That's how we remove. Okay. I'm sorry. So now Rebbe Gamliel, according to the Ramban, says a strange thing. Now the Ramban says a strange thing. He says that what? That according to Rebbe Gamliel, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim and all the regalim are mafsik. And then he says, and really Shabbos should be mafsik. He's like Svaras Afluchos over here, right? Now, really, Me'ikar Adin, it would make sense to Shabbos should be Mafsik. But there's no such thing as a week without Shabbos. So they said Shabbos is not Mafsik. But Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim are like the Regalim. And certainly Atzeres. So what's his svar over here? See, what's his svar over here? Why, whatever his svara is, just telling you in terms of thinking about it, in his svara, he also doesn't differentiate between Shabbos and Yom Tov. His svara can't be based on the differentiation between Shabbos and Yom Tov, because he's telling you whatever svara he has to say that Shabbos, to say that Yom Tov should be mafsik, really, Mi'ikar Din, Shabbos should be mafsik. They need a special din to say that Shabbos is not mafsik. So what do you say? According to what I'm saying now, I think it will work out. That what? See, it seems according to Ramban that. Well, I would just add one point. See, I think that Rebbe Ram Gamliel is holding that it's true you set up the 4 days of Tziruf. But he holds like this. And it's true, just the fact that I think he agrees, though. I disagree with one thing he's saying. I don't think the fact that you're not knowing one day breaks the serif. The problem is, though, if there's a new phenomenon of Zman that occurs, then the serif is to that.
Shabbos is
Zman. That's why it should be Masik.
So is or not?
Is. In other words, The four days are related to the last event. You understand? The last event is what they're related to. The fact that you weren't Noeg Avelis one day doesn't necessarily break it. The problem is that there's another Yom. There's a new Yom that occurs with its own shame. Now the days afterwards cannot relate to an event before an event. You understand? It's mafsik because there's a new, each event has its own after, its own yomim that are matzurf to it. So that's what breaks it up. But al pi svara, even Shabbos should do that. Al pi svara, even Shabbos should do that. We're only talking about Shabbos in terms of the tziruf to the original four.
It would never be a problem in the first three.
Yeah, what if Shabbos is in the first three? Apparently, there's a kiyum of bechi over there.
Afterwards, you don't have 8 days then.
No. Good question. Let me think about it a little more. Good question. Yeah. Yeah, when a new Zman comes, then the Yomim that are after it are automatically Mitzuref to it. Yeah. It prevents its Tziruf to the thing before it.
Because it's another Zman.
Just like I was saying, that's a more apt analogy to what I was saying before. If a guy is Davins and he wants to be Shoha after his tefillah, and he's Osek in something else, and if he gets to be Shoha, he can't then be Shoha after his tefillah. He just can't. Now he'll be Shoha after his Osek. He's not going to be Shoha after his tefillah anymore. Yeah. Oh, so apparently a day of Kedusha is a Nuzman. A different kind of a day. Of Kedusha. It's a different kind of a day. Tuesday's not a Zman. Tuesday's not a new Yom, huh? Well, Avelis is a different kind of a Yom. I mean, it's Yimei Bechi. Any Yom that has a new Chalos Shem, any Yom that has its own Chalos Shem is a new event. So how do they make Shabbos? How do they solve the problem of Shabbos? Now, as they made Shabbos one of the Yimei Avelis, it's not contrary anymore. It's not a new shame. He said the Shiva Yemei Ovel consist of a Yom Shabbos. One of the Yemei Ovel is a Shabbos. So now you can't say when Shabbos comes, that's a new shame that's going to break the tzirif to the Yemei Bechi. Because it's not an occurrence. Regel is always a foreign idea, and it's always just an occurrence. But Shabbos itself, they gave it a definition of one of the Yemei Avil. Interesting, right?
Yeah.
Now you have a good example of the famous three-way machlokas, the three-way machlokas rule, right? What? Good. Mitnick, you've been trained? Right. A three-way machlokas always breaks down into two-way machlokas, and one always breaks down into two basic sides. Okay. But the Ramban here corroborates that, because he says the Chachamim don't have a new position. They really hold like Rabbi Eliezer. Now, why do they have to hold like Rabbi Eliezer? How does Ramban know they have to hold like Rabbi Eliezer? Why? Because Rabbi Eliezer holds what? What do they hold again? They hold Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur is like Shabbos, right? Right. So they and Rabbi Eliezer holds that the Svara is that the Tzirif would exist, right? Now, if they held like Rabbi Gamliel that the Tzirif doesn't exist because you have a Yom that is Kedushas Hayom and that always breaks the Tzirif, then it's impossible to say that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim are not going to be Masik. That's what I'm not saying. According to his Svara, they must hold like Rabbi Eliezer. Right? The only difference is Atzeres. That they hold, which is a difficult Svara, that what? They hold that even though there's no Beis HaMikdash, It's still considered like a regal of Shiva. Kishiva Yom Muchashub. It's still considered like 7 days.
That just begs the question what the original thing was.
Yeah.
And the original thing doesn't make any sense.
What do you mean?
Even according to the Tanakhama, why should it have been that and let's say I did do Tashlum and I brought my carbon on the first day?
No. Well, that's a question anyway. But he's saying that, but for some reason, everyone agrees that the 7 days of Atzeres, of Tashlumen, are not Yemei Avil. So, but the only thing is, Bizman Hazeh, you don't have it. Bizman Hazeh, you only have 1 day. So, if Atzeres would be Ola, you would continue afterwards. Right, you would continue afterwards. He's not saying you wouldn't continue afterwards conceptually. He's not saying conceptually that you wouldn't continue afterwards. He's saying you would. The only thing is, they kept it the same. They still consider it like seven, which gets into the idea into the strange counting questions. And we also count like seven, Bismaza. We count like seven. If a person's kovar meso before Shavuos, so 7 days for the kiyum of Shiva. And seven more days for Atzeres. One day. Counts as seven. Right. Yeah, well, Nemuk Yosef has a different svara, though. Nemuk Yosef has a different svara for the Chachamim. I have to take a look at it tomorrow. He says that's the din of the Shlosh of Regalot. He has a different svara. He's not learning like the Ramban. He has a different svara.